This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tonight, former President Bill Clinton will be the main event at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Last night, First Lady Michelle Obama got personal and talked about her husband's connections with the middle class.
Barack knows what it means when a family struggles. He knows what it means to want something more for your kids and grandkids. Barack knows the American dream because he's lived it.
Well, as part of Marketplace's coverage of the real economy, we've been speaking to voters about what matters most to them this election year. And this morning, we've got Terry Coleman with us from Lenoir, North Carolina, where she runs a restaurant called Sweet Teas on Main. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how has the economy under President Obama been for you and your business?
As far as my business, I don't feel like there's any part of the president's agenda that's had a positive or a negative impact. Honestly, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out and work as hard as I can to grow this business and to do the right things for my employees.
So do you approve of the way that President Obama has handled the economy, or it just has no effect on you?
Well, I support the president, and I feel like there are a lot of things that maybe could have been done. I think the Republican Congress did not want him to succeed at all costs.
Well, what about the concerns, though, that we hear from other business owners, like there's too much uncertainty right now over new regulations, over health care, over taxes? Are those concerns of yours as well, or not?
Well, I'm a small business, so I'm under the 50-person threshold in regards to the health care mandate.
And so you don't have to offer health care to your workers is what you're saying?
Right, but I have offered it through, you know, a cafeteria plan, because I feel like that's one of the things that I should do as an employer. There are some opportunities I wish we had as small businesses that we're not getting right now, but I don't see, for me, health care being a big motivator or government regulation or deregulation.
Now, you say you support the president. Did you think about Mitt Romney for a moment, or did you just decide from the very beginning of the campaign that you weren't going to consider him as a possibility?
I would like to feel that I have been open-minded to it, but there are so many things about the Romney-Ryan ticket that are not part of what I consider my comfort zone. Honestly, when I look at Mitt Romney, I do not see anything about him that resembles me or where I've come from. I just don't. I work hard. I'm a single mom. I raise two kids. I struggle every day. And it's hard to see that in Governor Romney.
Terry Coleman, owner of Sweet Teas on Main in Lenoir, North Carolina. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.